RXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy Monday. It is time for another edition of Racing Talk Radio. Or, you know what? In honor of a historic run and a historic victory from SVG, we're going all initials, all hours. So welcome to RTR. I'm CLO, joined by SAW on RTR Rock 103.7. That's how we're going to do it, because Shane Van Gisbergen / SVG deserves that kind of respect as he wins yet another road course race. Road course ringers are back, man. And we're going to talk about his big win at Watkins Glen. So, you know what? I feel like we've done this show before, but we're just going to talk about his dominance at a different racetrack. So that's coming up this hour. Plus, the playoffs are oh so close again. We've got more to talk about that when it comes to points and standings. If you've watched any sort of news outlet, or if you're on your socials, surely you've seen the NASCAR driver fall and almost bust his head open. Oh, Connor Zilich, we're going to talk about him and how he's feeling right now. There's a lot to get to. So you know what? Sit back, relax, or RLX, maybe. I don't know. Is that a way to shorten that up? It's time for another edition of RTR, Racing Talk Radio, here on Rock 103.7. I am CLO, and I'm happy to be here. And is sitting across from me, ooh, I tell you what, he makes fun of my gray, but his beard's coming in, and that is all I see. Oh, SAW starting to look like SANTA, Sean Whitfield with the Whitfield Media Group.
You know, I'm just shaking my head right now. All these initials you're using. It's kind of out of control, don't you
think? It's SVG, man. It's in honor of the SVG.
In celebration of a guy that's still a rookie that is dominating race wins in the NASCAR Cup Series.
NASCAR needs to put a road course race in every round of the playoffs, and I would put money on him to be your champion.
Yeah. He wins by over 11 seconds.
If he could make it all the way to the last race of the year was a road course race, would you not put your money on him? If he were there,
hey, that's like what Justin Marks of Trackhouse Racing is doing.
Remember how we used to say, like, oh, everyone's a good road course racer. Really, not a big deal anymore. It's all the same. And then SVG shows up and was like, by the way, I'm better than all of you at this.
Yeah. So we got a lot to cover in today's program. I want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. As we've been doing this show for 24 and a half years now, we started when we were in school, and you know, we're still at it. But it is my pleasure to go to the Optimize U hotline. And we're going to start today's show off a little bit different. Before we find out how Casey's weekend was, we're going to find out how this other gentleman's weekend was this past weekend. And he is my new co-host and partner of College Football Radio on Rock 103.7. And that is none other than the sports editor of the Chattanooga Times Free Press, Stephen Hargis. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, we are doing great, man. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
Are you ready?
Glad to be here.
Yeah. Are you ready to talk a little SEC college football this year?
I'm ready. Let's get to it. I'm ready for kickoff. I'm at that point right now, Sean, where I'm a little bored with the summer. We've done all of our preview stuff, put all that stuff to bed. I'm ready to actually see some game action now and get into it.
Well, we know that, you know, preseason football on the NFL is at least on TV. So, we're starting to wet our whistle a little bit. We know all the major programs. Tennessee just had their scrimmage. How far away are we from actual college football on the gridiron?
We are 3 weeks away. We've got that first weekend before the SEC teams, you know, Tennessee and Georgia and Alabama, those guys all kick off on August 30th. But the week before that, we've got – a pretty nice little lineup of some, you know, some smaller schools and things like that, things that a lot of us in the South may not pay attention to, but I guarantee you that weekend, those of us who love college football are going to be just geeking out, flipping the channels and watching all those games from 11 a.m. until midnight or whatever, you know, all day long.
That's what's so great about college football is if you love football and it's on TV, I've never been so like vested in Toledo playing Miami of Ohio, but it'll be on and it'll be part of a parlay and I'm in, man.
Yeah. It is going to be an exciting weekend. And of course, I have been looking forward to this time on today's show to introduce Stephen, because I've had quite a few people ask me, saying, man, who's going to be your partner this year on college football radio? Because Jim Gumm, he is was with me last year, and however, he has moved on to other things, and I certainly appreciate the time that I got to work with him. But this is our seventh season of college football radio here on Rock 103.7. And Casey, it was a difficult find. It was like looking for a needle in a haystack. But this guy,
to
Stephen,
find someone to spend an hour with you every week, I get it.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, they would want to spend time with me in the studio and talk college football. But is the guy that can carry the show, because you know, from working with me as you have for 20 years, you're used to carrying me on this show, and I'm going to have to depend on Stephen to do that on college football radio. And Stephen has got quite the resume. And when I got his name and he was recommended to me, I thought, man, I need to check this thing out. And after I got to learn a little bit about Stephen, and he and I spent an hour and a half or 2 hours at Champions talking and getting to know one another, I thought, man, this is the dude. This is the guy that I need to make college football radio, as they would say, Casey, great again. since, you know, you can relate to Trump and all. So anyway, I'm thoroughly excited of the fact that Stephen's now officially a part of college football radio on Rock 103.7. But for Stephen, for those folks out there listening that may have heard your name before, or maybe they haven't, I can't imagine they hadn't heard your name if they're a football fan of any kind, because you've been covering sports forever. Tell everybody a little bit about who you are and how long you've been in the media business.
Sean, first I appreciate the build up. Hopefully it's like Nick Saban used to say, hopefully that's not too much rat poison where you built me up too much for a letdown there. But no, I appreciate that. I have been, I'm a South Pittsburgh resident, so I'm from the Chattanooga area. Grew up there, began working at the Times Free Press. Actually, it was the News Free Press when I started. That tells you how long ago it was, in 1990. So I've been there for a little over 35 years now. And, you know, I've covered a little bit of everything from Tennessee football, UTC football, Falcons, Titans. Of course, local high school football is really big for us. You know, was on the Tennessee beat for several years covering Vols and Lady Vols basketball. So I've done just even covered. I dabbled into y'all's expertise world. I dabbled into a little bit of NASCAR every now and then. Covered some NASCAR events. So you name it, Masters, you name it, across the sports world. And I've pretty much, since we you know, Chattanooga is a little bit like from the movie Old Brother, we're out there. Well, where it's situated 2 hours from everywhere. You know, it's a geographic anomaly. We're 2 hours from everywhere. So have covered quite a bit of a little bit of everything all around the Southeast, and feel really blessed to be able to do that. But, you know, college football and high school football and football in general is really my passion, what I really love. So this time of year, from about mid-July until, you know, around February, is really when I really ramp up the, you know, the enthusiasm, the attention, because it's kind of what I've always been most enthusiastic about. And I'm really looking forward to us, Shauna, every week, you know, getting to spend some time together and recap the Dogs and the Vols and everybody in the SEC, and look ahead to who they're going to play the next week, and talk to some folks that cover those guys and you know, some former players and coaches and that kind of thing to really let us in on the sidelines and what it's like during those games. I think it'll be a lot of fun. But yeah, as far as about me, I mean, just know that I love what I do. I've been really blessed to do that for, you know, like I said, for a little over 35 years, and can't wait to add this, you know, this season working with you to the things that I've enjoyed working in sports.
Stephen, share with everybody, you've got a long list and cabinet full of awards. share some of those ones that you're most proud of, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, I've won around 70 or so. I think my fiance actually counted one time. She was counting the ones that I had in my office and the ones that I had in a file cabinet somewhere one time. She was just, because I don't really like to display those things everywhere, but she was counting them, and she was like, you really need to, you know, put these out and be proud of them. So it was a little over 70 of those.
Yeah.
You know, some national awards, some regional awards, everything from feature writing to writing stories, you know, on Deadline, news writing, you know, investigative journalism. I mean, it's pretty much across the board is the thing that I'm probably most proud of. Three times was the state sports writer of the year, so that's something, you know, I'm really proud of there. And so, you know, that's job security if nothing else, Sean. You know, hopefully the bosses at work notice whenever one of those plaques come my way, and they kind of, you know, mentally catalog that hey, maybe this guy is pretty good, and he's got a future in this after all.
Now, one of your responsibilities with the Chattanooga Times Free Press is you actually attend all the Tennessee games. What is that like?
Man, I tell you what, if I could go back in time and tell 12-year-old me, who would, you know, that was back in the days before we had a college football game on every channel. I was listening to a lot of times on Saturdays, if Tennessee wasn't on TV. I grew up a big Tennessee fan, and I would be listening to the John Ward call running around playing in the front yard. If I could go back and tell 12-year-old me, one day you're going to get paid to sit in the press box, watch the games, and then talk to the coaches and players and kind of give your opinion on the games, I never would have believed it. You know, hey, you're going to get paid to do that? Oh, yeah, sign me up. but that's something, you know, for the last about three or four seasons, I've been our main columnist on those games, on the Tennessee games. So David Pascal, who covers Tennessee day-to-day for us, he and I travel, you know, whether it be Knoxville or wherever Tennessee has gone and played. We've pretty much attended every home and away game for all those years for football. And as well as, you know, last year was a lot of fun. Went to Omaha, Nebraska to cover a week of the college baseball tournament with Tennessee winning the national championship. So that was a thrill. But really, you know, the college football trips he and I make, the road trips, and we drive all those. So, you know, those have been a lot of fun. Going to Pittsburgh in 2022 when Tennessee opened up against Pitt, you know, driving through West Virginia and just, you know, all the things that make a road trip with a buddy fun. We've had a lot of adventures going around the Southeast and pretty much all around the U.S. these last handful of years to cover the Vols. So that's something I really enjoy. We get there several hours early to kind of watch warm-ups, and I'll go down and kind of check out and see, you know, maybe what college prospects from the high school ranks are there visiting, talk with them, see who Tennessee might be, you know, hoping to restock the lineup with. And then just, you know, kind of watch the game from on high and take all that in and decide what I'm going to write about there. And then they'll let us go down in the fourth quarter, go down on the field to kind of really get closer to the action. And then after the game, obviously, talk with coaches and players. So that's, you know, for a college football junkie, that's just an absolute dream of a job to have.
Yeah. Casey, can you see by now that we have, you know, like the connection when it comes to Tennessee football for those Tennessee fans out there listening?
I'm still waiting for confirmation on the Big 12 minute that you're going to allow me to do.
Oh, okay.
That will focus heavily on Oklahoma State.
It's Cowboys. A good thing you're only asking for a minute because that's about all you'd want to talk about.
Because the rest of this stuff, I just don't understand. You know what? I will tune in to cheer against OU like any good American. The rest of it, I don't know.
See, Steven.
That's about how long it takes a Big 12 offense to score, right?
Absolutely. That's all we need.
Yeah, Steven Casey is a Oklahoma State alumni, so he's always, you know, searching for any coverage whatsoever on Oklahoma State.
You know, when
State.
David Pascal, my cohort, when he was covering University of Georgia, he went to Stillwater and covered a game out there, and he said that's one of the really cool events, one of the venues that he's ever gone to is to cover a game out there at Oklahoma State. He still, you know, as we're driving around, and I've kind of picked his brain on some of the places he really enjoyed or places he never wanted to go back to again. You know, he mentioned he said, listen, Oklahoma State was a great place. You know, it's loud. It's not as big as some of the SEC stadiums, but it's really loud because the students get into it. And it was something he really enjoyed getting to be out there because it's one of those, if you're a college football fan, you've watched games out there. You kind of know the traditions of you know, what the fans, how they react to it and that kind of thing. So You know, I'm sure, Casey, you've been to games out there, and I'm sure that it's a loads of fun. Yeah.
So, that was the game that Dez Bryant caught the touchdown pass, and it was the cover of Sports Illustrated. But I tell you what, with OU and Texas leaving the Big 12 and coming to the SEC, which really it started with Missouri and A&M, and then you can go on and on. But the college landscape has changed so much. There's never going to be a shortage to talk about because – my gosh, who's playing where and who's playing who? And it's going to change next year. So it is interesting times. And I'm sure you being a guy that's covered it forever, we don't get to use the word unprecedented and it truly means something. But I feel like we are in unprecedented times right now. And anyone that tells you they know what's going to happen has no idea.
You're exactly right. I mean, everything from NIL to the playoff, on and off the field, we are seeing some things that we've never would have thought we would ever see in the college ranks. And it's kind of exciting in a way because, it's something that the sport is not stagnant. It's not going to just sit there and be the same tradition year after year like it used to be. There's so much changing now. And I think it's kind of evened out the playing field for a lot of folks. You have teams that maybe weren't really in championship consideration in years before just because maybe the conference they played in was looked down or things like that. Well, now everybody's kind of got that even footing where, if you want to pay for the players to make you good enough to be a playoff caliber team, then that can happen. And once you get in, then we saw last year, you never know what can happen once the playoffs begin.
For everybody out there listening, you can see that Steven and I are not going to have any trouble filling up an hour of college football radio because there is so much to talk about. All that's going to get started right here on Rock 103.7. Saturday, August the 30th at 9 a.m. So that's, again, August 30th at 9 a.m. right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. Before we head into the break here, Steven, tell people how they can keep up with you each and every day.
Yeah, absolutely. TimesFreePress.com. You can follow me, stories there. As we have breaking news, you can follow me on Twitter. It's just at Steven Hargis. That's Steven with a P-H. Everything that I write pretty much is tweeted out immediately and then appears on our website. So those are the best places to find the work that we're putting out every day.
All right, Steven, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. And again, I'm excited about August 30th. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. We come back after the break. We're going to break down the entire NASCAR weekend from upstate New York, as well as to get into some news in the world of NASCAR and talk about those drivers that are on the bubble as we only have three more races before we get to the NASCAR playoffs. We got all that and more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
You love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the programs for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr. We show up every Monday at 6 and we try to get you caught up on what you need to know about NASCAR. Who just won the race? Who we think's going to win the next race? Where are the points at? We'll get into all that starting now. A bit, you know, first little bit of surprise announcement from Sean Whitfield about who his new co-host is for the new season of
College Football Radio.
College Football Radio, yeah. Right here
on Rock 103.7.
On Rock 103.7 and in the Sean Whitfield Podcast Network. Is that?
Yes, you will be able to listen to past shows at collegefootballradio.com as well as College Football Radio download.
Hey, your old buddy Clint Powell, Mr. Podcast, have you seen what he's up to? He's got his own coffee now.
You know, I saw that.
He's very proud of that.
Yeah, yeah, he's a huge coffee drinker.
I think he may be getting paid in coffee. I think that's probably...
I'm sure there's some sort of deal going on.
But yeah, he's even, you know, been telling people, come by and see me.
You know,
have some pod father.
If we can get you out of bed on a Saturday morning, you'll have to come in.
Brother, I'm out of bed. I just ain't out the house.
Well, you know, get permission to come and hang out with Steven and I and talk a little SEC football. And, you know, you might be able to slip in a little OU, OSU.
I don't want to talk about OU. We'll talk about who they're
OSU.
Playing. OSU. I cheer for whoever's playing OU.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Oklahoma State. But it's going to be a weird year this year. I have no idea who our team is.
You know, seeing all the different preseason games over the weekend of the NFL, man, I don't know what it is, but, you know, just seeing all those games, it's almost like a part of life is back.
You're just ready to go, man. Like, all right.
Yeah. It's hard to describe the feeling.
While it's still warm, right? It's still hot outside. It doesn't quite feel like summer. You're starting to feel the change. Mm-hmm. Shadows are getting a little longer.
Yeah.
Twilight feels a little it's weird, you know, and it's like we're not far away. And that opening week of college football, it's just the world, all is right. All the gears are turning correctly.
Well, for those that have YouTube TV, I don't know if other cable networks or streaming had this or not, but YouTube TV had, I guess, every preseason game there was. The NFL Network had multiple channels on YouTube TV. And, man, it was good to just, you know, search around, record different games, come back and, you know, see them. Another game play one right after the other. And so it was a lot of fun, as well as it was a good time watching some NASCAR over the weekend. Before we dive into NASCAR, did you have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah. Pretty low key.
No, any golf?
No. Being a good boy this last weekend, because I'll be golfing all weekend this weekend. So
you're paying your dues.
Hey,
huh?
You know, stay at home. Chris is going to be working from home soon, so I got kind of the room ready and got her desk put together. You know, just, you know. Good old husband.
Is that going to be a good thing for you or a bad thing?
I have not decided.
The verdict's still out.
Yeah, it's
you know, I was wondering about that.
I'm a little nervous. I don't think it means I'll
have see
dinner
that
when I get home, but
I could see that going either way for you.
I can see it while she's sitting around at home finding all the things wrong with her home that she would like fixed. Yeah.
Well, and you're probably got total responsibility of transportation of your daughter now.
No, she'll still pick up Evelyn.
Oh, she will?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I didn't know if she would even leave the house if she was working from there every day.
Nope. She'll eventually, yeah, she'll go out and that'll be the only time she sees daylight, I guess.
Well, this time next month, you'll have to give us a report of how your world is.
I may be sleeping here. Who knows?
All right. Well, we had a great race over the weekend at Watkins Glen, New York, and you made comment at the beginning of the show where we saw my mind's gone blank.
Shane Van Gisenbergen?
The Xfinity Series driver.
Connor Zillage?
Yes, Connor Zillage. Man, I was watching the end of that race, and I was watching, you know, when he's in victory lane, and, you know, you're expecting the celebration and all that kind of thing. And when he fell off that car, it almost looked like one of his legs was going to go back through the window of the car, and then, but he was going to still keep going. And it didn't exactly turn out that way, but he broke his collarbone. But it was, man, it was a horrific fall. And he appeared to be knocked out after he hit the ground. And it could have been a whole lot worse than it was. He's very lucky that it didn't turn out anything more than a broken collarbone. 19 years old and drives for Junior Motorsports.
I tell you what, it's crazy. When you watch the video, you can laugh now because you know he's okay.
Yeah.
And it is pretty funny. Guy's super excited. I just got my win. I stand up and basically his foot gets caught up in the net and he falls down and literally knocks himself out.
Yeah.
But watching it, ouch. Man,
it was scary.
And listen, he broke his collarbone. He missed a cup race.
Yeah.
I was going to miss a cup race. It's still serious, but you just think like, what, like such elation. Yeah, I did it. Here we go. Out. And then wakes up probably in the ambulance
care center.
What's happening? And then into the hospital. But he's fine now. But yes, it's a scary moment.
I mean, for folks who were watching the race live on CW, Adam Alexander and the rest of the booth, it was almost like a speechless moment.
What do you say? Yeah.
Because it was a scary moment. I mean, you could tell that when he fell, he hit hard and it appeared he was knocked out. And in that situation, I mean, you're expecting the worst and hoping for the best. And of course, it just completely sucked the wind out of victory lane. I mean, everybody there was just complete silence from what it appeared from TV, and everybody was just, you know, focused and concerned on him. So it's a good thing that things didn't turn out any worse than they did. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if NASCAR wouldn't come out or you know, possibly come out with a rule that would prevent or prohibit a driver from standing on the car. When you think about it and you think about all the victories that have been celebrated in all these series for decades and decades in the past, I'm sort of surprised this type of accident had already happened.
Yeah, I think you don't want to – I don't know. You don't want – NASCAR is probably going to say, hey, don't do that again, but standing on top of your car and celebrating is what you do. This guy just didn't do it right. So maybe they just –
yeah, he tried to stand
the net
on the
– all the way off.
Yeah.
And then he
was just wet.
Sean, we've all been there. Just a little too excited. Like, oh, I'm going to do it. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I agree. But, you know, you're talking SVG a little bit earlier in the program. I mean, won by over 11 seconds. It was almost like he was playing with Ryan Blaney at the beginning of the race and going, okay, I'm going to, you know, mess with you a little bit, make you think you got a shot.
You're right back there. All right, I've got to go now.
Yeah. I mean, his fourth straight win on a road course this year. I mean, that is just remarkable. He just signed a multi-year deal with Trackhouse Racing. I mean, that's one of the best business decisions Justin Marks has made. Even if he does nothing but wins road course races. I mean, how valuable is that to have this many wins so far?
You will absolutely have sponsorship until you can't drive anymore if you can win.
Absolutely.
If you're guaranteed one race win a year, you're going to have a sponsor.
Yeah.
Now throw two and knowing you're going to be in the mix, and now you've already got a reputation as the guy. I mean, this is, regardless what he does in the playoffs, this is huge for SVG and Trackhouse Racing.
Yeah. You know, something that I think we've talked about on the show a long, long time ago, but it's been a while since this has been brought up. But most of these teams, the driver has with the team owner, and then the team owner and the driver have it with the sponsor, that if you make it into the playoffs, there is a lot of money on the line. So even if you're a subpar driver and you don't really have a chance of getting more than past the first segment of the playoffs, just to make it into the playoffs, could could have a lot of money on the line, anywhere from $1 million to $2 million. And also, that could make or break you on a sponsorship deal.
Yeah.
So it is critical for the success and the future of a lot of these teams when it comes to money and these drivers keeping their contracts and keeping their rides.
Nobody dominates a certain track anymore or a certain style of track anymore. I would have told you it's a thing of the past. Mm-hmm. SVG has just reminded everyone, no, it's not. You determine how you drive your car, and he's just better at a road course race. And yes, not only is he was already guaranteed to be in the playoffs, but he's a threat now. If he can get, I mean, there's a road course in the first, in the second, however many, but he's got enough points, he's probably going to make it to the second round.
Yeah.
I mean,
and he's got all these bonus points.
Yes. It's a very big deal. And he's reminding people that, you know what, there can still be dominance in a sport that has kind of lent itself to a whole lot more evenness the last few years.
And we'll get into this when we get into the the driver's standings, but he's carrying a lot of playoff points. He's carrying more playoffs. He's third in line with playoff points. Denny Hamlin's got 24, Kyle Larson's got 23, and SVG's got 22. So, I mean, you just think about that, the amount of playoffs.
And he's not even in the top 20.
Yeah, and he's 25th in the points.
But number one in your heart.
Yeah. But yet he's got four wins under his belt.
He's won more than anybody this entire year, or he's tied with Denny. Well, he and old Denny.
Yeah. No other driver
he's 25th
has won more races than him and Denny. You're right, or tied. Yeah. It is quite amazing.
Denny's going to lose his only chance at a championship this year to a rookie driver that'll win his first ever race not on a road course, and Denny will forever be cursed. I can't wait. This is going to be a fun timeline.
And I would say it's very possible or very likely that Shane could be looked upon as probably for sure in the top five best ever road course drivers, and could be even the best or within the top three best road course drivers ever to run in NASCAR.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
No question about it.
This is what Marcos Ambrose was going to do, and he was good and won some road course races. This is what, who's our other buddy that still shows up every now and again?
Got the curly hair.
Got suspended. Boris said was the guy that you went to.
Boris was always the guy.
If you didn't have faith in your driver. I'm talking about, he still sometimes runs. Oh, gosh.
Juan Pablo? You're not talking about
Juan Pablo. No, not Juan Pablo. The other road course guy. Dinger. A.J. Allmendinger.
A.J. Allmendinger,
yeah. This is what he was going to do. He's going to set himself apart. There was some degree of success. But, I mean, Sean, SVG has, he's Jimmy Johnsoned it, basically. He has dominated road course racing this year and has set himself up. I mean, it's something else.
And two, regardless of road course races, think of the last time that we saw a race that the leader won by over 11 seconds. I mean, I can't even think of when the last time that was.
Yeah, I mean
11 seconds in the Cup Series is like an eternity.
Yeah, now road courses, Watkins Glen, you can kind of get stretched out. But, yeah, to have that big a lead over second place, that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. All right, and of course, as we shared, he got his fourth victory of the year. It's his fifth victory in 38 NASCAR Cup Series races so far in his Cup career. This is his first victory and second top 10 finish in two races at Watkins Glen International. The driver that came in second, Christopher Bell, posted his fourth top 10 finish in five races at Watkins Glen. It's his 14th top 10 finish in 2025. Chris Buescher made a good performance out there driving for RFK Racing. And he posted third, his fourth top 10 finish in 10 races at Watkins Glen. Let's see here. Getting into the rest of the results, we've got William Byron in fourth, Chase Briscoe in fifth. Ryan Blaney was on the pole. He came in sixth spot and was leading for 36 laps of the race, or 35 laps of the race, excuse me. Seventh spot, Daniel Suarez. Eighth, Bubba Wallace. Ninth, Tyler Reddick. And 10th, Ross Chastain. Daniel Suarez, that is his first top 10 finish since the month of May. So it'd been a little while.
Another good run for Bubba Wallace as well. The Dinger, we talked about AJ. He finished in 11th. Eric Jones, 12th. Joey Logano, 14th. Austin Dillon, 15th. Carson Hocevar, top finishing rookie, in 18th. Alex Bowman, 20th. Kyle Busch, 22nd. Chase Elliott, 26th. Bad run for him. Keselowski, who had kind of been on a tear, at least for him, he finished 31st. Go down to the bottom, and a bad day for Kyle Larson, who finished dead last in 39th.
Looking at the amount of caution flags, we had three cautions for eight laps and six lead changes among six drivers. When you look at that, the results of the field, Kyle Larson came in dead last. A little surprising to see, because Kyle Larson typically is known to be one of the guys up front in a road course race. Another driver that sort of caught my attention, of course, Daniel Suarez, I mentioned a moment ago, he ended up in the top 10. And then Ross Chastain, a teammate to SVG, he managed to get into the top 10 yesterday with Trackhouse Racing as well. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the driver's standings as well as NASCAR news on and off the track. We are coming to you live from the Optimize U studio. I want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast or any past episodes, you can find us at our website. Just click on past shows, racingtalkradio.com, or go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. They are posted on Tuesday afternoons. All right, more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. The quiet is only a trap, and I will not take the placebo, because the unknown is awake. Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U. Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, here each and every Monday at 6. And I tell you what, we are in the Optimize You studios. And one of these days, I keep telling you how cool it is. We got cameras everywhere. And right now, I am watching myself on screen looking at another separate screen of Sean, who I guess would, it's like an infinity loop. I mean, like, this is high-tech stuff we're doing here.
And I can tell you, like, watching yourself.
And when you start talking, boom, it kicks right over to you. We've got so many cameras.
It's all automated.
Who would want to see this? But yes.
And we're eventually going to put this on a YouTube channel very soon.
Oh, man.
We got to get our buddy Terry to help me get that set up.
It's so funny. We were just talking about your co-host for
College Football Radio.
And how he started from South Pittsburgh, right, you know, in the newspaper business many, many moons ago, and how much that's changed. You and I have been in radio, and how much that's changed. College football, and how much that has changed and continues to change. Mm-hmm. And technology. I mean, if you'd have told me that once upon a time, the first time I ever went downstairs and sat in the Thunder 103.7 booth or closet.
It's a closet now.
And we did this show that someday we're going to be offsite in a studio that it will be broadcasting and streaming. You'd have to first explain what streaming is. Sitting around in a cool studio with a, you know, strange table made in England and still doing the show, I'd have been like, what are you, you know, I'll have some of what you're having.
You know, you just think about where we started. We started in the downstairs of the radio station. Like you said, it was actually Magic 101.9, then it went to Thunder 101.9.
Spain was 101. Yeah.
And literally, it is a storage room now. And then when we...
And what do they store there? Ain't nobody ever there.
That's a good point. I don't know. It's been years since I've been in there. But and then at one point, we were at another radio station from 07-09 before being on Rock 105, and we literally were broadcasting in a closet, if you remember that. I mean, literally, a walk-in closet in most people's master bedroom is far larger than this studio was, and the equipment looked like walkie-talkie equipment you'd see for a CB radio, so... It is quite amazing, and I heard on the news just today, and it's kind of made me sad, but it just reminds you how technology's changed. AOL, do you remember when you used to do the dial-up in AOL, and you check your email, and it says, got mail, and you'd hear this.
I mean, they made a movie, You've Got Mail.
Yeah, it started in 1991, and AOL is going to eliminate the dial-up at the end of September this year. So there are still a few people out there that have dial-up. It's going to be just like you with your EPB cable. They're going to have to drop it all together before you're going to drop it.
Listen, discussions in the Orr House, is that may be happening. I'll believe it when I see it.
You need to get that done before football season gets started.
No, right now I've got the NFL Network. I've still got Red Zone.
What's that cost?
I don't know. It's just part of the package.
Hmm.
And I'm telling you,
I want to check into that
on Red Zone. That's how, that on Sundays. It's the only thing on my TV.
The last, if I'm not mistaken, last year that was running about $600 a year.
But the Red Zone is going. It was just NFL Network was just sold to ESPN.
Yeah, I heard that.
So the commercials are coming. That's what makes Red Zone. You can watch TV all day and never see a commercial.
Yeah.
That's unheard of.
Well, being a Redzone subscriber, you've got to help pay for that acquisition. Yeah, that ESPN just
exactly
made. Yeah,
you like, know. They, like they need more money.
Yeah, they're going to share that. It's just like you know, tax increase. All right, let's get into the driver's standings after the race at Watkins Glen. We got William Byron in the lead, 42 points ahead of second place Chase Elliott. Third's Denny Hamlin. Fourth, Christopher Bell. And fifth, Kyle Larson.
And to continue the drivers standing in the sixth spot, Ryan Blaney, seventh, Tyler Reddick, eighth, Chase Briscoe, ninth, Alex Bowman, and 10th, Chris Buescher, followed by Bubba Wallace, 12th, Ryan Preece, 13th, Joey Logano, 14th, Ross Chastain. Kyle Busch has raced his way to 15th place, followed by 16th, Austin Cindric. However, there are currently two drivers outside the top 16. Let me make sure that's all. Nope, three drivers. No, Austin Cindric is now 16th. Good. Two drivers outside the top 16 that have wins. That's Josh Berry and, of course, SVG. So they would take spots 15 and 14, bumping out Joey Logano and Ross. Nope. Joey Logano and 12th place Ryan Preece. It continues to get more confusing. 10th spot Chris Buescher is the last guy in on points. And then the highest ranking driver without a win is 7th place Tyler Reddick. So I'm telling you what, this year is truly shaping out to be. There's no one really set in stone, because one or two more first-time winners and you're going to have some pretty high finishing drivers not making the playoffs.
We got two races remaining in the regular season. Man, that's hard to believe.
Oh, Richmond and Daytona.
Richmond and Daytona. Yowzers. Richmond's a 0.75-mile oval. Daytona, 2.5-mile drafting oval. They both have potential to see a new winner, but the odds are that at least one spot, if not more, will be available on points. What do you think the chances are we'll see two new winners, or do you think it'll end up being a points-driven finale here?
I feel like at Richmond, we're going to see someone that's already won. You know what? Statistically, we're not going to get a new winner, but man. Daytona.
Don't be surprised. We got Daytona now.
That's it. Daytona's your wild card, as always. And not only is it Daytona, it's Daytona with about 20 drivers that have nothing to lose. That's pretty scary.
Now we got
scary entertaining.
Yeah, Denny Hamlin, Shane Van Gisbergen, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, William Byron, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Chase Briscoe, Bubba Wallace, Ross Chastain, Joey Logano, Austin Cindric, and Josh Berry. They're all guaranteed a spot. Now, the guys with no win but tiny worry is Tyler Reddick. The next driver is Alex Bowman. Those are the guys that, you know, got a tiny little bit of worry but haven't got any win. And then drivers that are on the bubble or looked upon as drivers on the bubble is Bowman, Chris Buescher, Ryan Preece. They're in must-win situations. And then you've got the other 19 drivers that either need an incredible run, a whole lot of luck to win, or most likely they're not going to be able to make it. And one of those drivers that's in that group is Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch and Brad Keselowski. I mean, that's I keep pulling for the old guys. But, you know, Daytona, Sean, you really it's a restricted plate race. You've got a bunch of guys that literally, I mean, it'll be a win and in scenario. And so with about 10 laps to go, it is going to be mayhem.
Excuse me. We do have Richmond on the horizon, as we mentioned a moment ago. These drivers need a playoff spot, and they have a heck of a resume when it comes to Richmond. Kyle Busch has 6 wins under his belt at Richmond. Brad Keselowski has 2 wins under his belt. Buescher has 1. Bowman's got 1. Austin Dillon's got 1. You know,
yeah, but I mean,
there are a little bit of odds in favor of Kyle Busch.
The numbers are there, good history, but there. That is Kyle Busch and Brad Keselowski in different equipment. That's Penske Brad, and that's Gibbs Kyle. So a little different.
I don't disagree. I think that it would be good for the sport if Kyle Busch was in it.
Oh, man. Yes.
Kyle Busch is He's one of our legends currently that's an active driver.
First ballot.
And I think it makes the sport better. Makes the sport better. It makes the business of the sport better. Just all around, if Kyle Busch is one of the final 16 drivers to make it in.
No, I totally agree. 100%. Plus, you know, these are guys with name recognition, with history. Kyle Busch, love him or hate him. Everybody loves Brad Keselowski. You get that older demo. They need to be in. But here's the thing. It's a meritocracy. Go win and get in. Because yeah. Their seasons, so far, they don't deserve in.
Yeah, I don't disagree. All right, it is time for us to take a quick break. Want to again thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We come back, we'll cover a little bit of news in the world of NASCAR. We got that straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025, and as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr getting you up to speed on everything you need to know, and really all you do need to know is if it's a road course race, put your money on Shane Van Gisenberger. I think I just came up with a new idea. His name is Shane Van Gisenberg. And then the other thing you need to know, only 2 races left, Richmond and then the summer race at Daytona before the NASCAR playoffs start. So just about the time football's rolling around, the NASCAR playoffs get underway. So what a great time to be alive. Baseball is, you know, getting towards the end of the season. NASCAR's getting towards the end of the season with the playoffs starting. Basketball has yet to start. Golf is about to do the Ryder Cup. Football starting. NASCAR. It's some times of the year are better than others, Sean. And this is one of those times that if you are a guy that likes sports and likes mild weather outside, it's just a great time to be alive, really.
That it is. You just talked about the NASCAR playoffs. We just talked about it in the last segment. I want to dig a little deeper. The NASCAR playoffs, it's been with us for a number of years now. It's something that we're all used to, and it produces us with 16 drivers heading into the final 10 races. How do you feel about it? Are you a fan of the current layout, or do you think that NASCAR should do some reevaluating and possibly come up with something a little bit better? Do you think it's getting the job done?
Yeah, I think this is the best iteration of it. The old point system before we even went to the playoffs, or the chase as they used to call it, you know, there were times that the season was pretty much done with four or five races to go. Like, you knew who was going to be the champion. Now there's something to be said for that, because honestly, if you had the best year, you were going to be the champion. Now you can have the best year, a la Kevin Harvick, win nine races and not be your champion. Every sport does a playoff. There's been a few different variations of the playoffs. Like I said, you had the chase and all that kind of stuff. Now we just call it the playoffs. I think right now we're getting good results. Most everybody that makes the playoffs has won a race. If you win a race, it's still pretty much a guarantee to get into the playoffs. I think this is as good a mix as we've had.
Well, I don't disagree with you. However, I think it's possible to come up with something better than what we've had. There was a lot of controversy at the end of last year for the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, in which, you know, Joey Logano won the Cup Series title. And keep this in mind, with the worst average finish for a champion in the NASCAR modern era. After that happened, NASCAR formed a committee to assist in coming up with a format that would crown the most deserving champion and deliver enough entertainment to increase television ratings while running head-to-head with the NFL on the fall Sundays. The group meant to serve as feedback forum for various proposals, not determine, they won't determine the final format. And the group consists of current drivers, former drivers, team owners, track officials, manufacturer representatives, NASCAR representatives, and members of the NASCAR media, both broadcast and print. They've already had two meetings. One was before the Daytona 500 in February. The other one was right before the Coca-Cola 600 in May. They've also had two email surveys, and it seems very likely that there is a certainty that the playoff format will be revamped at some point. There was talks that they wanted to look at trying to revamp the playoff system in time for the 2026 season. However, NASCAR has determined that there is not going to be enough time to do that because of the fact that they would need to have meetings with their broadcast partners first, and they would need to have this firmed up and a plan in place by the end of August. And they say that there's just simply no time to pull that off and meet everybody's schedule. So it is likely that NASCAR will make an adjustment to the playoff system for the 2027 NASCAR Cup Series season.
So I am all for always making things better. And I think also lost in this, Sean, is you and I have always talked about how NASCAR is it's not a democracy. It's privately owned. NASCAR can do what they want. However, you also know this in business, when the TV is what's paying your bills, you got to run things by them if you're smart. Like, oh, by the way, we're wanting to do this now. And so if you're going to come up with changes, that TV is going to need to know that the product you're bringing them is at least as compelling, if not more so, than what you've been bringing them. So, yes.
It's going to keep those TV ratings up and hopefully make them better.
It's not as simple as you and I having some cocktails after work and scribbling on a napkin what we think would be a good idea. Oh, that would be cool if. This does have to be fleshed out a lot of ways. Listen, there are guys more creative than me that are getting paid a lot more money to think about stuff like this. But I don't see any major changes that can have any more of an effect. You have to balance who's the most deserving, right? Who's had a really good year, but also who has a good year when it matters most, who performs when it matters most. And that's what most all the other playoffs have. And that's really what NASCAR has. I think right now, you, as long as you make the playoffs, you can win a race every round and you're guaranteed to make it to the finals. That's pretty darn good.
If you only got one opportunity to make one change for the playoffs, is there anything that comes to your mind that you would choose to do?
I think the only thing that I would do is perhaps there would be no limit to who makes it. It's everybody that wins a race and then the two highest points finishers that have it, period.
My change would be only have 12 drivers in there like we first started with the NASCAR chase. I think 16 is too many. I think it needs to be bumped back down to where 12 drivers go into the playoffs.
Then you can win and not be in?
Yeah, it would depend on other things. It would also get you in there. You would go by a process of elimination.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd love to see 12. I think 16
is too
many.
As long as Jeff Gordon's one of them. They can be 13 if the needs be.
Yeah. That's when you make an amendment. All right, sir. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Race and Talk Radio. Any final words for
you? I have a wonderful week, and let's do this again Monday. What do you say?
Yeah, I think there's going to be some rain this week, but it should be a beautiful week.
Those fairways nice and smooth.
Yeah, have fun playing
which
golf.
Which I never get to play from there, but I hear they're really nice.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us. We want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We'll be back here next Monday, 6 p.m., right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. So long.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.